cut it short just like that. We're not going to fade in. We're not going to fade out. We're not going to do any of that fancy.
The hell with that fancy stuff.
Do I look fuzzy to you?
Dude, you look fuzzy. And it's not the beard.
The heck happened? We were good just a minute ago.
I told you you were fuzzy and you're like, hey, I can't hear you.
Try that. All right. I thought you were fuzzy.
Yeah. No, dude, it's you. Did you, like, smear Vaseline on the lens there?
Wow, I didn't do any of that, but let's give the lens a coat. I don't think we need to, but there we go.
When you're up close, you're in focus. There you go. You're good.
I just need to lean in a lot during the show. All right, there we are. There we are. Well, you know, hey, rough start there, but nah, it's fun. Welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, this is a show about nothing and everything. He's Mike Sofka.
And he is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics.
Welcome to show number 17.
17. We are on 17.
God, this is like forever. Well, Both Mics is heard everywhere. Podcasts are heard. iHeartRadio. And live at twitch.tv/BothMics. Ah. Welcome, folks.
Yes, yes, yes. Live without a net when we're on Twitch. I kind of like that. And that's what happened in the beginning there. But I think that's the fun of it. I think that's right? The excitement. I think that's what people want. They want to drive by the auto accident and rubberneck and see all the bodies hanging out the window. If we were just doing a normal thing and sounded normal.
I just like watching the little scale at the bottom here go back and forth. That's kind of cool. See my voice. Hello. like a 10-year-old.
Well, our boy Elon Musk is back in the news again. I like this guy. He's always in the news. Did you see what he did here lately?
No. Now what?
According to Gizmodo, he's sharing with everyone that he thinks the problem with autonomous driving vehicles, AI, intelligent driving vehicles, you know, the vehicles that drive themselves.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
It's the lack of a driver?
Yes, yes, yes. But that's not what he's saying. But you're correct. What we're talking about.
Okay. It's an educated guess, I guess.
He's blaming the problem with the cars that are self-driving. He's complaining that it's because of the infrastructure. It's because of the roadway.
Really?
Yeah, like... Okay. The roadway isn't designed properly for this AI stuff. And he used the terminology here, and I'm going to say it. In a tweet, you know, you can check this out on Twitter. A major part... Oh, let me bring him up here. Let me bring him into the room. Hold on a second here. I can't talk about him without showing his happy face. There he is.
There he is. All right,
look, a major part... This is what he tweeted.
Is he wearing blush? I think he's wearing blush.
He's an alien, dude. Him and Bezos, they're both aliens. They're competing aliens, though. They're from two different races.
He's very alien-like in this picture.
Yeah, they're shapeshifters, man.
Yeah.
A major...
Well, maybe the roads are different where he's from, and that's why he doesn't like the roads here.
Yeah, exactly. See what I'm saying?
The whole planet is wrong. His cars and trucks are correct.
That's right. That is correct. And it doesn't matter if you're in England or you're driving on the other side. It doesn't matter.
The same logic my 3-year-old has.
Right, exactly. Here's what he tweeted. A major part of real-world AI has to be solved to make unsupervised, generalized, full self-driving work, as the entire road system is designed for biological neural nets with optical imagers.
Optical imagers. As in... eyeballs?
Yes. So now here's what I think is really going on. I think this is all just a cover. This is all just him blaming somebody else. Why would he need to blame someone else? How about all the lawsuits and problems he's facing with the self-driving cars? So now maybe he's deflecting. Maybe this is financial responsibility on his part by trying to shift the focus of the blame for these things not working 100% of the time. It only takes one or two people to get killed in this thing for him to get sued for a lot of money. But if he puts out the narrative that, hey, the cars are fine, it's the roads. Now the government's responsible, right?
I don't know. Do you remember the old saying or the old God motto? Please don't litter. You know, who don't pollute, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You would think like some environmental conscious organization out there, or like PETA, would be the one, you know, spearheading this campaign. Do you know who spearheaded this campaign and why?
Just him.
Back in the day, people were up in arms because they were finding soda cans all over the place. People were drinking a can of soda and just pitching the can. So Coca-Cola came across with this motto, you know, who don't pollute, don't be a litter bug. You know, it's not the cans, it's not Coca-Cola, it's the people. they were trying to deflect.
Well, it is, because I can remember in the 70s driving in the backseat of the Buick Skylark or whatever the heck that car was that we had, and we're driving down the road, we just got done at McDonald's or whatever, we're cruising to go to some destination, and I see the people in the car next to me put down the window and throw their whole bag of crap out the window, just thump right out on the road, and I thought, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. So I put down the window and I threw my crap out the window as we were driving on the road. And my mom's like, what are you doing?
And you wonder why self-driving cars can't drive down the road. There's all this crap in the way. Full circle.
Here we are. People still throwing crap on the road. It's everybody's fault but his, of course. Absolutely. Right. Gee, so let me ask you something. Do you think he's deflecting? Is that what you really think is happening here? Do you think?
Well, I'm sure, you know. Well, okay. I'm going to say I'm sure people know better, but obviously people don't know better. People are looking for a payday, and on top of that, I'm sure they cite all crap, you know, kinds of disclosures and things that, you know, explain that this is not a real self-driving car. It has limitations. It's an experimental, beta-tested, blah blah blah, some sort of crap like that. But people don't know better, you know? People are looking for a payday.
Rule number two, people are stupid. It is what it is.
You can't fix stupid, but you can chase it with a stick.
Now, I've put out rule one in previous shows, if you're paying attention to keeping score at home. Go ahead and get your pen and paper. Rule number one, everything's fake.
Everything's all fake. People are stupid.
Rule number two. People are stupid. Now, we're going to give these rules out as we go along. There'll be a test at the end of the season, of course.
You ever listen to Jim Phillips back in the day before he retired?
Yeah, absolutely.
In Orlando?
Absolutely.
At the end of this show?
Yeah.
He would have like a list of rules.
Oh, yeah. Eat some ants.
Eat some ants. Buy your books with cash.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep. Bang your conch as often as you can.
Exactly.
So, We need to sign off each show now with you giving the rules. So, you know, okay. Rule one, everything is fake. Mm-hmm. People are stupid.
Okay.
Remember, bothmics.com.
There you go. I like it.
Twitch.tv/bothmics.
We'll put that on some bumper stickers and start slapping them on cars in the Target parking lot.
Right.
All right. So check it out. This, Blue Origin is back in the news again. You know, Bezos, Google, okay, we talked about this. He was bitching last week.
Because of Musk. Billionaire's confused.
Yeah. The competing billionaire. Now he's bitching at China as well as they launch a space station. This guy's mad at everybody for not using his products. I'm mad at him for wasting the $543 million they gave him.
I'm mad at him because he doesn't wash his damn trucks. These things are filthy running our streets.
There you go. That's why the vehicles aren't all AI. The vehicles are all dirty.
Right?
They can't tell what that is.
Now, that picture there, is that thing on fire or is that supposed to be doing that?
You know, it's funny you say that because I looked at that photo twice myself. And that is what it's supposed to look like. You're not supposed to fret that during the launch of this heavy rocket here, that's what it's supposed to look like. So there's no problem
now,
there.
Now I want s'mores. I want s'mores and a hot dog.
Exactly. Do you want to hear some real great news about this rocket?
Okay. From China.
From China.
Okay.
Now you sound like Trump there.
Well, I'm trying to you know, keep things organized here.
You're doing the Ed McMahon thing. You're repeating everything. I like that.
Yeah.
With the what was that character that he did? Carson.
Oh, Carsonac? Was it Carsonac?
Carsoniac. Maybe that was Carsoniac. And what was McMahon? Did McMahon have a nickname at that point, or he was just McMahon?
Drunk guy on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I got the China portion of this story set up for our second episode, our next episode. So there you go. I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger right now. This is for you to tune into 18, because this is episode 17, 18. Right? Okay. Part two of the Chinese rocket. That comes in episode 18. So take that.
What's happening?
I know, right? We're off the rails. So listen, they made a mistake with this climate issue. You know about carbon credits?
Carbon credit.
Yeah.
Is that like Bitcoin?
No, but you're close. No? Here's what it does. It gives these big companies an opportunity to pollute and just pay a fine. So it's like if they measure your carbon footprint, okay?
Right.
And they go, well, hey, you gave up this much carbon into the atmosphere, okay? But great news, just write me a check for $7 billion and you're fine. It just goes away magically.
Well, isn't that the same as like a speeding ticket? You know? You speed all the time, you get caught, you pay your fine, you keep speeding.
Well, here's the problem with that. I go two ways on a climate control, on a climate change or what have you. But in this particular story that I'm talking about here, there's been a study and they found out that the trees that we have currently on the planet aren't enough to continue to do the job of filtering out the carbon dioxide. But that math could be off. Because some countries report the carbon dioxide differently. So we're all not, it's like the metric system versus the regular system we have here in the States. So there's people using two different devices to measure with. Either way, we're coming up short with the trees. But the people that are saying you're coming up short with the trees are the same people that have been saying, hey, great news. Even though we don't have enough trees, just write me a check and everything will be okay.
Right.
So now they come back out the same people and say, hey, we don't have enough trees, so you're going to have to pay more for carbon credits. Oh, make that check out to me. I'm in the wrong business. California, the state of California.
Yeah.
Last year, they cashed in billions on carbon credits. And they're the ones that are saying that there's a problem. That there's not enough trees. If the U.S.
They're the ones collecting the money? The state of California is collecting the money?
Everybody's collecting the money. Everybody's getting paid but us. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some pine cones, and I'm going to rent a piece of land, and I'm going to throw the pine cones on the ground, and I'm going to start selling carbon credits. Find out what the going rate is. You know, rent an acre or two. I might even, yeah, lease an acre or two. I won't even buy it. I'll just throw some pine cones out there.
And by growing trees, you'll
sell carbon credits. Hey, you're a polluter. I got trees. Let's get together. Write me a check.
I'd have at 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. It's all fake. Rule number one. Who's going to buy them? People,
yeah, the wealthy, the corporations of America.
Have you cut the cord yet? Are you done with the like cable?
Dude, I haven't had cable TV since, well, God, I haven't paid for cable TV since 2006. But
I like the way you worded that,
yeah. But when I had my first account in Texas, 2011, or actually 2012, I actually bought a house in Texas. They had this device or thing called U-verse.
Yeah, AT&T.
AT&T product. And it was good. It worked really good. I worked for AT&T for a short spell with UVerse, and it was a nightmare in some places. It comes across on your telephone line, and then it goes into a router-type device and splits off into either Cat5 cable or your coax cable that's already existing in your home. And it worked good. Mine, when I had it, it worked great. I also had DirecTV, which was also an AT&T product for a while. And now, here in St. Augustine, I have this thing called My TV, AT&T My TV. And it's supposed to be fiber optic to the house. And then it's like little computers connected to each TV. It's all wireless, and it is a nightmare. Whoever thought there'd be a freaking learning curve on watching TV? You have to learn to watch TV all over again. It's horrendous. Can't stand it. It buffers all the time. You can't fast forward or rewind correctly. It's just a freaking mess.
Here's what I did. I got the normal cable thing. I cut cable, but I kept the high-speed internet. I cranked up the speed on the internet because I knew about all the streaming and stuff. And I just started streaming stuff from TV. And there's a Amazon Fire Stick you can buy. And then there's many options from there. But one of the options we used for quite a while is Roku. Are you familiar with Roku?
I've heard the name. Considered it when it first came out, but I was like, all right, it makes no sense to me, so I didn't get it.
Well, actually, it's pretty cool to have that type of technology. They have their own channels. We can get a Roku channel if you want. I don't think we're there yet, but it's possible. We could have our own Roku channel. 40 million subscribers in Roku in this country. 40 million.
That's
I'll just take 1%. That's all I need.
Right?
I mean, so listen, so Roku started putting out TVs and started making TVs as well.
Okay.
With the Roku system built right into the TV. So now you can use the service. It's plug and play, basically. They have agreements with some other streaming outlets. One of those outlets is YouTube. Well, it might not be that way very much more. Roku and YouTube can't seem to get their act together on another contract, and that could go away for Roku. In other words, if you have Roku and you bought one of these TVs, and one of the things you do is you watch YouTube on your Roku TV, you may not be able to do that pretty soon.
Wow.
If you're using Roku to stream YouTube, which I don't know why you do it, you just download the YouTube app and stream right there from your TV.
Yeah, it's way too, there's the Fire Stick and Hulu and way too damn confusing. It's not that important to me that I need to see all these different things. You know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and this Mandalorian thing I've never seen. The Disney Plus, I wouldn't even know how to start. You subscribe to it, how would I get it on my TV? I have no idea. I don't know.
You sound like me if my wife wasn't around. She's the tech wizard in the house, and she helps set all this stuff up because she enjoys that stuff. She goes to YouTube and watches the tutorials and goes, oh, let's try that, and sits there and does what needs to be done. So, but
but with my washer and dryer, you know? Important things. You know, I'm trying to avoid a $400, stroking a check for $400 because my dryer went out. Well, guess what? It's told me exactly what it is. Still having the issue with the Honda Pilot in the back hatch, though. So
really?
If anybody,
Didn't I put you in touch with my guy in Lake County?
I don't know. I know we talked about it, but I don't know if you gave me a name.
Yeah, I'll get with you after the show about that again. I'll give you that guy. If anybody knows, he knows. He's that guy. So, I'm not going
to
give him a free plug right now. Besides, there's probably some other people watching that think they're the guy, but they're not the guy.
You suck.
Oh, my.
You suck.
Mike's
going to
call me. No, you suck. Well, I mean, I wouldn't recommend, you know what I mean? I want to recommend somebody who's actually going to solve your problem. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Hear about this thing with Samsung?
No. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Samsung's in the news again, too. I like picking on all these big companies. It's great. They're facing a lawsuit over a broke camera glass in their phone. Apparently, this is in a Galaxy S20 series. Apparently, this has happened where the protective glass on the top of the camera module shatters unexpectedly during normal use. So all of a sudden, your screen cracks.
I tell you, I've never had an issue. I've had the Note 5, the Note 7, yeah. the Note 9, and I put this freaking OtterBox on it,
yeah.
and zero issues ever, you know? I look at people who have cracked screens, and I'm like, what do you do with your life that you're cracking your screen?
Well, I had the same thing. I had protectors, and I had a plastic piece on the top there, but the back got all cracked and everything. Then the front started to crack, and I had the camera record for me. It was like 3 years, which usually I go every 18 months, but I tried a little harder this time. But the technology, you got to keep upgrading. Right now, T-Mobile's offering people, hey, just come take a phone, and we're going to go unlimited 5G. We're going to upgrade you for free, and we're going to give you a free phone.
Wow. Yeah. But you know what? I guess here it doesn't really matter, but in Texas, Brenda's brother owns an apple orchard in the apple capital of Texas, in Medina. And
that's where they serve that funky cold stuff.
That funky cold...
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Look at the drum set over there. Yeah, actually, Texas Monthly wrote him up for one of the best burgers in Texas and the best apple pie in Texas. And they do a pumpkin patch, a fall festival every October, every weekend in October in Medina, Texas, right on Route 16. Check it out.
Nice. Nice.
Rough Creek Orchards. And they charge admission. And we actually get the swipers on our phone for credit cards. And the only service provider that works in his area, way out there in the middle of nowhere, was AT&T. And so we couldn't use anything else but AT&T, because every October we would go up there on the weekend and we would help him out, and we would need, you know, cell phone access. And the reason why they have such good cell phone access in Medina is because San Antonio is a big area for AT&T. A lot of AT&T, actually U-verse was engineered in San Antonio, and basically made in San Antonio and started in San Antonio. One of the executives retired and moved to the Medina area and didn't have proper cell coverage. So he made a couple phone calls to his, you know, ex-buddies at work, and they put a cell phone tower right there in the lovely town of Medina. I think 279 people live in the town of Medina.
279?
And it's like 2,000 people will come up on Saturday, and 2,000 people will come up on Sunday just to go to his fall festival.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it increases the amount of people coming and going. And it's up in the Texas Hill Country. You know, a lot of motorcycles and car clubs
hill,
will ride.
Hill Country?
I'm sorry?
Did you say hill, like H-I-L-L?
Yeah.
I've been through Texas. That is super flat. It's like Florida.
Yeah, the Texas Hill Country. Northwest of San Antonio.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You'd be surprised. It's really nice up there.
I drove on I-10, and you can see from I-10. How close to San Antonio does I-10 go?
I-10 goes right through San Antonio.
From San Antonio, you can see Houston. That's how flat the roads are.
Yep. You just throw a ball in the air. Like, oh, there he is. Roman candle.
I did. I was driving through Houston one time. I was driving cross country with a buddy of mine, and it was the middle of the night, and I kept seeing this like glowing orange in front of me. And I'm like, wow, I've been seeing this for a while, like 20 minutes or so. So I finally get close enough to this glowing orange thing. I'm thinking, is this a UFO? Is this a house fire? What is this? Looks like it's in the middle of the road. There's a guy with his tractor trailer fully engulfed in flames, standing outside his truck holding a fire extinguisher. There's no cars coming. There's no cars going either way. And it's like 2:30 in the morning. So I slow down. I'm like, hey, do you want me to try to get somebody? He's like, no, they're on the way. So I'm like, are you?
2 hours ago.
Yeah, I was like,
I thought you were going to say it's an oil derrick. Because if you ever fly from San Antonio to Houston, you don't go very high. It's a 3-hour drive, so it's literally a 45-minute plane ride. Mm-hmm. You know, 50 minutes, and you probably get up to like 30,000 feet and come right back down. And you can see little spots of orange all over the place. And it's that methane or ethanol vapor coming off those oil derricks that they're burning up. Yeah. And then little flames of oil derricks all across the...
That's nice to know. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you could be just outside, and then just all of a sudden fire is like literally raining down on you from the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a... like they're controlled burns.
All right. I got a problem with that. A control burn. All right. I'll just let it go.
I know you've seen them before. Like even the derricks out in the Gulf of Mexico in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, but I didn't know the vapors came raining down on you, lit on fire.
No, they don't come raining down. There's like a smokestack, and the ethanol goes into the air, and it's like a little plume of fire. They even have it in Newark. PSE&G is the public service just north of Newark on the New Jersey Turnpike. You can see it off in the distance, and they have like a little plume of flames that's burning off the residue or whatever the hell they call it.
I do vividly remember walking to school in Carteret, New Jersey, and this was when it was safe to walk to school. I was 5.
Yes. Right.
5 or 6. I'm walking with my sister, who's 5, and I'm 6. I think I'm in first grade, and she's in kindergarten. We're walking like through a downtown area with streetlights and cars. Now, this wasn't New York City streetlights and cars. I mean, it was a couple cars. You know, it was a city. That was the main road.
Suburban area.
Yeah, and it was like 3 blocks away. We just had to get on that little sidewalk area for like 2 blocks. And then, you know, the 3rd block, take a left, and there's the school, Washington Elementary School in Carteret, New Jersey. And, oh, great, now everybody knows the secret code to my credit card. What was your first school?
Yeah.
Great, I have that problem. So anyway, listen. So
change that.
Yeah, we change it to Lincoln or something. Well, we're walking, and that morning a barge blew up. Now, we were not far from the water. Like, I couldn't go walk to a body of water, but we were close enough to refineries and stuff. My dad worked for Shell Oil in Sewaren, New Jersey, and there were refineries, and apparently these barges would come in with fuel or leave with fuel, and one of them blew up, and it put the biggest black mushroom cloud type thing in the sky. And I was like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. I'm too scared to walk to school, you know. And I was telling my mom, she was like, oh, you're going to be fine. I'm like, but look, you know, this big black cloud hovering over the... I'm wondering if fiery vapors weren't raining down on me then, and I didn't know it.
I was thinking maybe soot. You'd get some soot.
Yeah, no, I remember that being a problem. I do. I remember that being a problem.
Fiery vapors, I'm not sure that's going to be an issue that you're going to have.
That's my new punk rock band name, Fiery Vapors.
Fiery Vapors, Anal Mist, yeah. Whatever. The Carteret. I only know the towns in New Jersey that had Pathmark supermarkets.
No Pathmark, ShopRite.
Yeah, it was a Pathmark in Carteret.
Well, maybe later on. They took over Lebo's, yeah. I bet.
Yeah, ShopRite has the answer.
I told you about my visit back to New Jersey a few years back for a funeral. They were like, oh good, we just, you know, drove from Newark Airport to Carteret. It was like 20 minutes if that, you know, on the big bumpy turnpike,
right?
Fix that damn road. Oh my God, it's a wreck, and you're charging people for that.
Exactly.
So we're like, we're like, hey, let's get some beers and take them back to the hotel. That's when I was drinking. So we walk into ShopRite, and I'm like, looking, and we walk all around the perimeter, and I can't find a beer. So I ask a guy, I'm like, hey, man, where's a beer? And he's like, you ain't from around here, are you? And I was like, no, I'm back. And he was like, yeah. So we had to go to like a tavern and buy packaged beer across the bar, pay like $7 a six pack. I was like, yeah, crazy. All right. Yeah. So that's my ShopRite story. I know.
Well, I grew up living 4 miles from New York State. And New York State, they actually have liquor stores. And if some liquor stores in Jersey, but yeah, a lot of times it's a package deal across the bar. And when New Jersey went to 19 for the drinking age, New York was still 18. So we had a buddy who was 18, and we used to take him along.
There you go.
Granted, I was probably 17 at the time, and my buddies were 16, 17. So we took the 18-year-old guy that we didn't let hang out with us.
Absolutely. I'm buying, buddy. You're hanging with
Jack.
Me.
We let Jack hang out with us because he was freaking 18 or 19. And then like when I turned 19, the age turned to 21 in Jersey. So it was like,
right.
And then everything turned to 21. But yeah, we used to take Jack, I think Jack Kazanzian, Kazanzian. Some weird freaking
Mike's
name.
Mike's brother.
Yes. Yeah. No, not Mike Kazanzian. But it was Jack Kazanala. He lived at 222 Cosmo Road in Washington Township.
Nice. So there's people going to do a drive-by there now. Thank you.
Yeah. We used to sing 222, the number of the beast, the Iron song, the Iron Maiden song.
Yeah.
No, we used to sing 222 is the number of Jack's house.
Nice.
Yeah, we were dumb, stupid. Things haven't changed.
So I'm going to give myself credit for last week. We talked about the Apple AirTags. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So last episode, episode 16, the first thing I thought was this is a security problem. This is a problem. People are going to misuse this technology. Sure enough, that's what's going on right now in the news. These groups against domestic violence and so forth. They're claiming that that's a problem, that this is a real thing. There could be stalking. There could be domestic violence issues because the thing looks like a little watch battery. You toss that in a purse or in a... Yeah, this is not a good situation. I know exactly where you are all the time.
I think they're talking about sticking it on people's cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting a message.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
Is that Elon Musk or is that Jeff Bezos?
It is. It's our IT guy. I'm trying to, like, my watch. Yeah, I can reply on my watch.
Yeah.
And for some reason, there's canned responses.
Yeah.
No idea. I don't know. Not really sure. I'm not sure. Nice. I agree. Great. What? Oh, my God. Smiley face. There's no... yes, and there's no. which is the answer to basically half the questions on the planet. Yes and no. So I cannot reply yes or no. I have to go to my actual phone and reply on my actual phone.
Nice. So here's my prediction. Something bad is going to happen with this Apple AirTag situation, and Apple's going to get sued. It's going to happen. Because they're not going to back down. They're not going to back down from the technology. They're not going to let anybody stop them from moving forward. They never have. They never will.
Right. And it's not their responsibility. You know, they just offer the product. You know.
They're just offering. It's their duty to offer the stalkers faster ways of getting in touch with their customers.
Well, I'm going to sue General Motors because my stalker drives a Chevy, what does Chevy make? A Chevy Blazer, you know, and they gave him the opportunity to drive to my house faster and stalk me. And now I'm so Nike because he's able to walk from the car to my front door because he's wearing Nike sneakers.
In Nike's that case, I'm going to have to sue Target because I'm fat. That's where we got our silverware.
And pencils are to blame for wrong words or misspelled words.
I am fuzzy man. I keep going in and out of fuzziness. Fuzzy, fuzzy, fuzzy. Let's give that a try again. That worked last time. Whoa, I got super fuzzy. Wow, I don't feel blurry. I am blurry. How do I become unblurry? Let me look. Let me see. Let's see if I can unblurry myself.
So, should we call IT?
I don't know. I think we can get past this. I think we'll be all right. Let me see. Here's my fingerprints.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, but like a macro lens.
Is it better now? Looks like it got better all of a sudden. Yeah, we're
it's
good.
It's not perfect.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for noticing my... I'm very sensitive about that, Mike. God. All right, well, you know who Tim Cook is? You know who that guy is?
I have not a clue, but it looks like he's got a worse freaking smile than me.
People listening to the audio only are like, no, I can't see the picture.
Let me look on my phone while I'm driving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim Cook or Tom Cook?
I don't know. I thought it was Tim Cook.
He doesn't look familiar. But he, yeah.
He All right, well, he apparently is the guy from Apple. And his name is Tim. I got confirmation it is Tim. He's warning of Apple product shortages. And this has to do with that whole computer chip shortage that's, you know, accelerated by the pandemic, all this stuff. So now he's saying that there could be a run on Apple products.
Yeah. That's how the toilet paper people did it too, right?
Apple sales have been up over 54% year on year. Because everybody needs a phone. Everybody needs increased their way of communicating. So now he's trying to create that frenzy again for a follow-up and sell out of the inventory. That's pretty smart. Clear the shelves.
Right? Yeah, it's typical.
By the way, buy these products, bring them to your house, and the guy down the street's going to buy an AirTag, and he's going to know how to know when you're at your house and know when you're not at your house. He's going to break in. He's going to steal all your other Apple stuff. You're going to have to go buy more. This comes full circle. This guy has created his own economy.
Then they should just give away these AirTags. You know? Like, how do you create a market for bumpers for a 1990 Honda Civic? Well, you start stealing bumpers off of 1990 Honda Civics. And then people are looking for, you know, cheap bumpers on the black market. So you create your own market that way. The first dose is always free. You know? Try this, kid. The first dose is free.
By the way, you want to help me look for my puppy?
Does he have an AirTag on him?
Did that come through? Could you hear that? The studio orchestra gave you a ba-dum-ts. Ba-dum-tsh. No?
No, it doesn't come across on this side, but I guess we'll find out. You know what? Let me turn the volume on. I got the live one going.
Yeah.
We'll play a little bit.
All right.
Do some sound effects.
All right. So then I says to her, "Take my wife, please." No. I got to get the volume up.
Yes, it works.
It works. Comes across. Okay, perfect. All right.
Good. It was a very delayed echo, but yeah, whatever you doing on your end came across perfectly.
Man, we are, you know, after 17 episodes. Wait, this is 17, right?
This is 17.
Okay.
Is it?
I think we've come a long way. I know now how to work the ba-dum.
Yeah. So great.
Well, we could just get a drum. You have drums.
Simple, like the morning show in Orlando.
Yeah, you have that. Just bring it right over next to you. You already have that.
I do.
Yeah. Not right then. Well, okay. Okay. All right. He's going to do it now. See, this is what you get when you do live, folks. This is what I like about this stuff. Mike's going to get the drum and the cymbal to give us an actual, because we can't have the canned. You got to have the real thing. I mean, if you're going to go live, you're going to go live.
Did that come across?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah. Now your volume's way down. What the hell are you doing over there?
I was playing as loud as I could.
All right. Well, grab the microphone. I'll Photoshop a penis in there later.
Hello.
Perfect. All right. Now you're good. Now you're good.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that Toyota is inventing a new motor that runs on hydrogen. Have you heard about this?
No, but why? What's taking so damn freaking long? All right. People are bitching and moaning about emissions and this and that and the other thing and leaded and unleaded gas and premium and hydrogen. When you burn hydrogen, what do you get?
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Well, here's the thing. You don't get that directly. That's not in chemistry, basic chemistry, that's true. That's what you get. But you do get some noxious gases that come out of this thing. So this is what... Here's the thing. Toyota claims that the fuel is 100% hydrogen with zero gasoline content, with no fossil fuel to burn. Toyota's innovative hydrogen engine emits nearly no CO2. However, the car produces a certain amount of noxious gases as the engine burns hydrogen and oxygen from the air. It's not a zero emissions vehicle like an electric vehicle, but it's significantly less toxic substances than pure gasoline car. I think this is Toyota coming to that happy medium for folks that aren't going to be able to make that conversion to the electric cars in full. This is kind of stair-stepping people. It's kind of putting the tip in, like we said last week.
Yeah. The problem with it that they must have solved that they're actually going to be doing this is the fact of the power of the vehicle. You know, the explosion that is created, you know, the combustion inside the engine didn't have enough oomph to be able to, you know, create the amount of horsepower needed. But I guess they overcame that.
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier with the trees. Everything's coming carbon neutral and all this, the green planet stuff. I always look at this stuff and think, how much money are we spending on this? How much is it worth it? How much manpower? How much is a guy having to drive back and forth to work each day to Toyota to plan this vehicle? How much gas is he burning? Is that part of that climate equation that they use for carbon? Like what it takes to get that to that? People think electric vehicles are the way to go. Do you know where the electricity comes from? They burn coal at the electric plant.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And then when you run out of juice, what do you got to do? A tow truck needs to come by. Running on gas or diesel or okay, I'll give them, what is that? What is the thing? Jeez, I'm losing my mind here.
Ethanol, the E85.
Propane. Don't they run cars on propane too?
One company that I know does that, the liquid propane, is Schwann's. You remember the Schwann's people?
Yes,
Delivered to your house, those yellow trucks with zero-degree coolers in the back. Those are GMC trucks, and they run on liquid propane.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm trying to get. What I'm trying to say is how much carbon is burned up, supposedly, in the process to develop these carbon neutral products. What does it take to get to that carbon neutral? How much are we wasting both energy and dollar wise to do that?
Car companies waste money all the time. When they redevelop the Corvette, how many millions of dollars did they spend or waste? You know, this is money that could have gone to a cheaper vehicle, higher wages for employees. It could have gone to a lot of things, but no, they have to reinvent the wheel and spend millions of dollars to do it so that we have something new, but it's already there. Why, you know, because they have to improve it, you know, it's all marketing, but you know, it's a lot of money spent. It's a lot of money spent by Henry Ford developing the car itself. You know? So, you know, these companies will spend this money to develop new technology to be the new guy, to be for marketing, to be the new guy on the street. You know, the hot thing in town, the, you know, Johnny come lately. That's all I got.
Let me ask you something. When you're using your phone, you use the Google Assistant. You have an Android, right?
No. They're annoying as balls.
Well, let me ask you something. Like, did you ever have to train it, or have you just used it and gave up on it?
No, I didn't even try. I've tried to find a million ways to turn the damn thing off. Can't turn the damn thing off. If I want to Google something, I go to the internet. I Google.com. I put in what I want to Google.
And then you print it out?
And the Googler comes up with the Googler message. Tells me where I want to go, what I want to do. Find my free porn. That's all I need.
You are old. You're like that guy in that commercial.
Get off my lawn!
The waiter doesn't need to know your name. You know, you're that guy. If you printed directions on how to get here, you're in the right place. You're old, Mike. You're getting older.
Older.
They say there's a way to train the Google Assistant to pronounce your name and pronounce other things correctly. Like if it mispronounces things. You ever have it mispronounce something, like in directions or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I lost your volume. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Bueller? I'm here. Just speak louder. Just put your big boy voice on.
Hello. Yeah, okay. It's registered. When I whistle, it doesn't register.
I think it's an ID10T error. Do you know what an ID10T error is?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Supposedly, right. There's a way where you can teach Google Assistant to pronounce things, to pronounce your name properly and give it an alternative. I'm not going to bore you with the semantics on how to do it, but there's hope is what I'm saying. There's these roads around here like Econlock Hatchie and stuff like that, and it never gets them right.
Right. Yeah, it happens all the time. Like, I know you do the voice to text on the phone, and then you got to go back and proofread your freaking message before you send it. But sometimes you're just like in the middle of doing something, and you just press hit send, and you're like, you go back and you try to read it. Like, what was I trying to tell him? You know? Certain words don't go across.
Right. Do you use it for navigation? Do you use the voice thing for navigation, or is it built in your vehicle?
Yeah. Well, now, what annoys me is if you're listening to the radio and the one in the car starts chiming in. I'm listening to the radio. If I want to hear navigation, I'll do it on the phone. You know, being fairly new to the area, like we went to the beach yesterday down on the south side of St. Augustine, and I know part of the way to get there, but like halfway through, I'll hit my navigation and I'll take the navigation to get to the rest of the way to the specific area we wanted to get to. And of course, they always tell you, you'll have arrived as you're passing your entrance.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had to re-navigate and get back to where we wanted to, the public parking with the bathrooms and the showers and whatnot.
That's funny.
And then you click the Google and you just put in restaurants and it pops up every restaurant that's in the area.
Now, do you hear the female voice or the male voice?
The female voice, but I don't trust her.
Exactly.
I don't trust her. Makes her think she knows where she's going.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in the car and you're driving down the road? Whoa, can you see me still?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Let me flip over.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we're good.
I got major difficulties here. I don't know what my problem is. All right, I think I'm back. All right, so listen, you ever be driving down the road and the thing's telling you to do something? It's telling you, at the next light, take a left. And then your wife's like, oh no, don't do that. Go straight.
I'll do that.
now what do you, who do you listen to? Do you listen to your wife or you listen to the navigation?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Is your navigation a guy or a gal? Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
They've come a long way, those things. I remember there's been times where they're like, make a left at the next light. And you're like, there's no left at this light.
Right?
There's no left at all. You can make a right at this light, but you can't make a left.
I think they did a thing like that on The Office where Michael actually took the directions literal and he turned into the next right, which was into a retention pond, and drove his car right into the water. I was like, yo, it was telling me to go that way.
Nice.
You mentioned Star Wars before. You're a Star Wars fan, right?
Yes, of course. Oh, those are cool. Are those
Star Wars Instapots.
Instapot, like cooking ones.
Yes. One of them looks like that little orange rolly thing. What's that little orange rolly thing from Star Wars called?
BB-8.
I don't know. BB-8. Is that what it's called? You asking me?
BB-8.
BB-8. Okay.
Yes.
Is that like the R2-D2, the newer version or whatever?
Yes, yes. Of course. The new and improved, the cute little Bobby Block.
Well, these Instapots, they look like BB-8 and R2-D2 and maybe a Darth Vader. I don't know. There's a black one there. They're recently reduced in price to $60. So go ahead and get yourself an Instapot. Star Wars Instapot, $60.
What are you cooking in an Instapot?
Dude, you can cook everything in that. It works like a crock pot. It works like a... Hey, you ever cook ribs? You throw the ribs in there, maybe 20 minutes. Then you pull them out, throw them on a grill. Boom, you're done.
I have a gigantic crock pot. I actually have 3 of them at the house. And each one of them was $20. So I have 3... crockpots.
So you have $60 worth of crockpots sitting in your cabinet.
Yeah. Actually, I think we might have sold one when we moved here, but I know I have a big one with, you know, for boiled peanuts.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not an R2-D2 one, and it cooks perfect. We threw a pot roast in there last week. Gonna throw a pot roast in there this week, too.
Well, get yourself a Star Wars one. Treat yourself.
$60. Yeah, I got better things to do with $60.
Oh, well, see, now you've opened it up. What are the better things you have to do at $60? Let's go there.
We'll go to Bucky's, buy licorice.
There you go. You can get 2 bags of beef jerky at Bucky's, $60.
Yeah, and some gas, which is 15 cents less a gallon than the freaking convenience store closer to my house.
This is not a paid advertisement for Bucky's. Thank you very much. However, we will send them this clip.
Send the check.
Yes.
Yeah, they can always send the check.
So tell me more about your affinity for Star Wars. So you won't spend $60. What if somebody gave this to you? Do you have an Instapot?
No. It's a Crock-Pot.
It's not a Crock-Pot. It's like the microwave version of Crock-Pots.
Whatever.
It's the coolest thing. You can cook rice in it. The guys who set off that bomb on the Boston Marathon, they used a rice cooker, something similar.
Okay, do you have an Instapot?
Yes, it's awesome.
It's awesome?
Yeah.
When was the last time you cooked something in the Instapot?
Maybe a couple days ago, I cooked a batch of rice where I was cooking some other stuff and I cooked some rice in it.
All right, rice comes in a bag, you throw it in a bowl, and in the microwave for 10 minutes. Done.
Yeah, I'm trying to use the microwave a little less.
Why?
Because I don't have all minute, number one. Number two, here's my problem. I think there's unsafe radiation emitting from microwaves that they haven't told us about, and I think that's one of the root causes of cancers and things of that nature. And every building you go into uses microwaves, even a doctor's office in the little area they have, the break room or whatever, they have a microwave. You can't get around them.
Okay. So getting back to your Instapot, do you have Star Wars? Do you have a Star Wars Instapot?
There you go. What now?
Is your Instapot themed?
No, it's the normal Instapot.
A Game of Thrones Instapot or something like that?
No, no, it's not the Game of Thrones. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen one episode of Game of Thrones ever.
Same here, yeah.
All I heard was there was a lot of wieners and boobs. That's all I heard. I can get that at the house. I don't need to turn on the TV.
The internet. Right here? How many times am I going to pick this up today? Yeah.
No, so you're not rushing out to get your Instapod from Star Wars. So yeah, when you have a problem, like we talked about the Google Assistant thing there a few minutes ago, when you have something like that, you don't go to YouTube, you don't do anything, do you ask your wife how to do stuff?
Ask my wife to do stuff.
No, how to do stuff. Like if you need something done and you don't know how to do it, what's your first go-to?
Yeah, now, typically, like nowadays, it's YouTube. You know, it's the internet. You know, a lot of times there'll be a tutorial of some sort on YouTube, or an old blog or what they use, the web boards, the comment board.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find a lot for cars. But I don't think I, for guy type stuff, I don't think I go to my wife for advice.
There's a reason why I'm asking you this. Okay. The Google CEO, Sundar Pichai, that's easy for me to say, he put out a text, something Google related, and somebody else retweeted him back and said, can you help me with my login? I've lost my login. I need help logging into my Gmail. The CEO of Google, he tweeted him for that. So...
Okay.
I'm going to start doing that for all my product, everything. I'm just going to go straight to the head guy. I'm not going to count on the automated assistant, the Google assistant. I'm just going right to the CEOs of these companies now.
I tell you, I don't know about CEOs, but I know you will get some response from Twitter.
The peanut gallery.
The peanut gallery. There's a certain furniture store,
yeah,
that is that everybody knows and goes to, and like their financing isn't through the same companies, through a third party company,
exactly, which they probably own as well.
Yeah, which they make it seem like it's their own personal financing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a beef with that about either making a payment or something of that nature, or fees, like they'll charge you a fee to make a payment online.
Isn't that crazy?
And I got on the old Twitter, and the only way I got a response was from making a bitching a little bit on Twitter. I've also done it for a certain airline where I've bitched a little bit and gotten a little satisfaction. So it's the way to do it, you know? You go on these damn phones and you go in circles and constant loops trying to get a hold of a person, you know, in these automated systems. You get right to a person, you know, whoever their social media people are for these, you know, any particular company. That's how you get a response nowadays. It's sad, but true. You got to play their freaking game.
There was something similar to that a few years ago. A guy, a musician, lost his guitar was broken by United Airlines. And they wouldn't help him. They wouldn't do anything. He's like, I'm on my way to a gig. This is my guitar. You broke it. Now what? And they were like, yeah, sorry about your luck, Chuck. And they kicked him to the curb. Well, he wrote a song about United wrecking guitars and they're destroying him. And he made a video. And it's on YouTube. You can see this. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to see it. And the song did quite well. The song has millions of views on YouTube talking about how United Airlines, once they got a couple million views, I think they bought him a new guitar. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, for the price.
So look, we are almost out of time here, but if you're watching us live on Twitch, you're getting the bonus. You're getting a bonus hour here. We're going to go straight to episode. What episode?
It should be 18. Right?
18, that's right. So don't leave our channel or tell your friends to come to our channel because we're getting ready to do episode 18. Are you down with that, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
you hear me?